Hi everybody, my name is Alessandro Pilotti. I'm a Microsoft MVP on IIS and a long-time PHP and Linux developer. In this webcast, we're going to see how to deploy Drupal on IIS without WebPI. Why shouldn't we use Web Platform Installer? Web Platform Installer is notoriously the easiest way to deploy Drupal on IIS, but there might be cases in which you cannot use that. First, for example, you might want to have specific versions of Drupal, PHP, or one of the requirements. Of course, you could also have some network limitations. Using WebPI means that you need some HTTP connection access from the server to the web, and you can have a situation in which you don't have this. Besides that, you might also want to have more control on the package's setup, because WebPI does an automatic setup for you. Here is a checklist that you need to deploy Drupal on IIS. First, you need to enable the CGI role, which is a feature that comes with Windows 2008 and Windows 2008 R2. On IIS 6, you can have it as a separate download, and here you can find the link. Then you need a VC9 redistributable package. Don't forget that we are running PHP in 32-bit, so you need the x86 version. Here's also the link, as usual. PHP 5.3. For CGI and Fast CGI, we need the VC9x86 NTS version, so non-thread safe. Then we need the PHP manager for IIS 1.2. This is not mandatory, as we can just edit the PHP ini file and all the configuration files in IIS manually, but it's very, very handy to have it. Then we need a URL rewrite module, and this is needed for the clear URL in Drupal. Windows cache extensions is also not strictly mandatory, but it's a really, really enormous boost in terms of performance. It's the equivalent of APC for Windows from some point of view. Of course, we need a database, so you can choose between MySQL 5, or you can, of course, opt in for SQL Server. And of course, you need Drupal 7 that you can download from the Drupal.org webpage or from any other source. Let's start by adding the CGI role, which is needed by FastCGI. So let's start with the roles. Here we have IIS already enabled, so let's go to Add Role Services and just mark CGI. That's what we need. Go next and install. All right, here we go. Next step, we can have a list here that we might follow for this issue. We need a VC9 redist package. So here it is. Also a very simple setup. Finish. Then we have PHP 5.3. You can choose to download the MSI package or simply put also the zip file, which is enough for our case. So let's just extract it. Let's choose a directory. And here it is. Next step, PHP manager. We need the 64-bit versions for this server. All right, this is also done. We need URL rewrite module. This is needed by clear URLs. Also the 64-bit versions. Windows cache extension. We are just extracting the content, right? MySQL 5, this case is MySQL 5.5, go for a typical installation. And we go for a detailed configuration. In this case, we say that it's a server machine with a transactional database only. Okay, we can choose a separate installation path for your files. We go on online transaction processing. We can leave the defaults here. If you need to access the server from an external location, you can also add here a firewall exception. Can leave this as the default, installed as a Windows service, and here we provide a password for root. All right. Finish. Next step, we just need Drupal 7. Here it is. We got it from the Drupal.org website. It's a 7.12, and we can just extract it in the directory in which we plan to put our website. Here it is. Time to fire up IS Manager. And let's say that we want to create a website. Add website, call it Drupal 7. Let's choose the path in which we downloaded it. Right, server name, whatever you want in this case. Here it is. Let's do some small changes. For example, here we go to the application pool, which was the one created for our new website. We go to the basic setting, and we say that it won't want any managed code because we don't have a .NET code here. Here it is. Let's go on PHP Manager. Now what we need to do is to register a new PHP version because we don't have any registered here. We just need to provide the path to our PHP CGI file. Here it is. Let's not forget to add the Drupal 7 to the hosts file. Now we can do also check. Here's our PHP 5.3. Okay. Let's also add an extension which is related to the WinCache. So PHP, WinCache, and just the DLL that we need. Here we go. As you can see, it's already enabled. We also need to enable another extension, which is not enabled by default, which is the PDO MySQL one, which is needed of course by Drupal. Next step, let's set the proper permissions on the file system. So let's go in our directory, sites default, here it is. Security, let's add a user to the list with write permissions. All right, time to browse our website. Let's start with installation. All right, database name. We need a database, so we are using MySQL. MySQL 5.5 command line client. We provide the root password that we set before. And now here is a simple script to create a database, a user, and granting the proper permissions on the database itself. Database is called Drupal 7. Username and password. Here you might want to set some advanced options for specifying the database host, the port, and so on. We are just running on localhost, so it's enough. Okay, it's initializing. Setup is almost finished. And this is it. Our setup is done.